And Steve, there's nothing like a 500-point drop in the Dow to make you worry about your nest egg, assuming all of those folks listening out there have one. As dire as the recent news has been, financial advisors say consumers and long-term investors should not panic, as NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
Each day, it seems, brings more bad news. A storied name, Lehman Brothers, tumbles into bankruptcy. Merrill Lynch, nearly a century old, is forced to sell itself in a weekend. But even amid the drumbeat of grim news, some analysts caution ordinary Americans not to overreact.
This is much less important on Main Street than it is in Wall Street.
That's David Weiss. He's chief economist with Standard & Poor's. Weiss says the problems on Wall Street will have ripple effects for people and companies seeking credit. But he also says that if you've been living within your means, you should be okay.
If you're not working on Wall Street, and if you weren't speculating in houses or buying second homes in Miami or San Diego, this is not a huge problem for you.
We says Lehman and Merrill were holding so many bad mortgages, there had to be a reckoning. And for the financial system to improve, some people will have to suffer.
Well, I think it was an inevitable process. Somebody's got to lose money here, and so that's the essence of capitalism. Capitalism is the right to make money, but it's also the right to lose money.
To be certain, most shareholders lost money yesterday in the stock market's plunge, but financial advisors caution people to remain calm. Christine Folland is a senior financial planner with T. Rowe Price, the Baltimore-based investment management firm. She says friends ask her about investing so often, they already know what she's going to say.
I know. You're going to tell me to relax. You're going to tell me to be flexible and to stay with my strategy, and everything's going to be all right. And they say it almost sarcastically. But the fact is that that is the mantra. That is what we need to be saying to our friends and neighbors.
Folland hews to a traditional long-term approach to investing. Diversify. Buy a mix of stocks and bonds and bet on the market long-term. If people pull out during bad times like these, Folland says, they can miss those critical moments when the market starts climbing again.
You stay in the market, and some of the times you're going to go down, but at other points in time, we'll get the real turnarounds, and you'll be in there, and you'll benefit from those.
Folland acknowledges, though, that all this turmoil takes a toll on investors' nerves.
There's a different shoe falling every day or two now. It's a very complex time. Many investors have never been through something like this before.
Many people are down about the U.S. economy. And with good reason. Unemployment is at its highest level in 5 years. The Dow closed yesterday below 11,000. But Charles Trzinka says there are some bright spots that benefit ordinary consumers. Trzinka runs the finance department at Indiana University's Kelly School of Business.
There certainly are good things in the economy. We are exporting more things than we have for years. And the exports are as much in manufacturing as agriculture. And oil prices are down. Commodity prices are heading down.
The problem, of course, is that no one knows when the crisis on Wall Street and the housing market will end. Each time the government addresses a problem, be it Bear Stearns or Freddie Mac, another one seems to emerge. David Weiss of Standard & Poor's thinks the bloodletting isn't over.
Clearly, there's some other institutions that are having problems getting through this, and another failure would not be a great surprise.
Nor does Weiss think the real estate market has hit bottom. He says there's still a big backlog of unsold homes, and he thinks prices must fall further before the market stabilizes. Frank Langfitt, NPR News.
With the crisis on Wall Street continuing and changing every day, you can keep up. Visit our new blog at npr.org/money.